This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. You may know Dex Romweber from his recent work with his sister in the Dex Romweber duo. Maybe you first heard Dex in his early band, the Psycho Surf Rockabilly Garage Punk Combo Flat Duo Jets. Or maybe you've heard Jack White, Nico Case, and Cat Power pay tribute to his music. Whatever the context, the Chapel Hill native continues to record and tour with his own brand of rock and roll mayhem. And occasionally, he records a solo album. The latest is called Carborough and includes a mix of originals, some surprising covers, and some piano work that's pretty nice from a man known primarily for his guitar playing. You can hear some of the songs on our new music discovery stream, WUNCmusic.org. Dex joins me now. Good morning.
Hey, Eric.
So we started out listening to the song Trouble of the World, which is a cover you recorded with a backing band called The New Romans.
Yeah.
Where did you first encounter that song, and why did it make it onto this collection?
Well, you know how they, on TV, they had commercials of compilations of B.B. King or gospel singers, and I heard Mahalia Jackson singing Trouble of the World, and it hit me so hard. So, you know, I'm known for rockabilly a lot, but I like all types of music, you know, like Trouble of the World. When I heard it, I knew I had to do it.
You do quite a bit of piano playing on some of these songs, especially yeah. solo pieces like Smile and Tell Me Why I Do.
Right.
Who is your piano role model here?
Well, I mean, I wanted to be a classical pianist for years because my sister Sarah turned me on to Frédéric Chopin. And Eric, I never looked back. Me and Sarah, his music touched us deeply. But as the years went by, and I think I gave like one recital, certain things came up and I kind of stopped playing piano, but I always could and had my own style. So when I heard Smile, I wanted to cut it on piano.
Can you still play some of that classical stuff if you had sat
down? I can.
Wow.
But, you know, a great pianist said, if I don't practice for one day, nobody notices. If I don't practice for 2 days, I notice. And if I don't practice for 3 days, the audience notices. But where I'm at in my life right now, I touch the piano maybe a couple times a month if I'm lucky.
Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near. Time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use in crying? You'll find that life still worthwhile if you just smile.
Photos on the CD jacket for Carborough are from your high school days at Chapel Hill, right?
Some of them are. The cover isn't. The cover was done just last winter, I think,
yeah.
At the railroad tracks over in Carborough. The other one was in front of my horror mausoleum that was in Carborough, but that place burnt down.
And that was your home for a little while?
It was. It was decored with the spirit of 1930s horror movies and the Munsters and the Addams Family. But we lived a really wild youth, you know, and the mausoleum was a hell of a party house. And it burnt down one night on an LSD trip. And my best friend was almost killed Ooh. In that. This happened in Carborough. And it was a really heavy, terrible night. And I'm really, really lucky my friend did not perish because he barely escaped with his life in that fire that night.
When you have an experience like that, does that make you rein it in a little bit?
It did. I mean, I sunk into a really heavy depression about the whole drug thing and the fact that I almost lost my best friend, and I lost all my records and I lost all my collectibles. You know, that lasted for a little while, but it was highly traumatic.
I had a dream. The night played softly around you, and I know a place.
Another great cover on this album is I Had a Dream.
Yes.
I love that four-note guitar line is in my head since I've listened to that record almost all
the
time.
It's almost Beatles-esque.
Isn't it's a little just bit? Great.
I had a dream. We danced the river forever, and you were singing as you were lying out in the snow.
We'll close out with one of yours, Where Do You Roam? And there's something about the guitar in that that sounds a little bit evil there, Dex.
Well, it's been a heavy year. Well, a heavy 2 years, because Sarah left our band and we're on good terms. But it's just been a whole different life that's turned around again through being in the music industry. So, yeah, there's elements of darkness in it.
Yeah, well, it's a tough life, the music business.
I turned 50 last June, and it doesn't get really any easier in certain levels.
It doesn't. It's getting nothing but harder, if you ask me.
Well, there's less excess energy because you're older, so you're not so,
sure,
all the time. So, sit back, mellow. Go for a cruise and take it from there.
Yeah. Dex Romweber's new recording is called Carborough. There are more songs from Dex on our new music discovery stream at WUNC Music. You can listen to the 24-hour stream online on TuneIn or on HD Radio. Thanks so much for your time, Dex.
Thanks, Eric. Good to see you.
So sad and lonely, why'd you leave me gone? Gone and lonely, honey. Where do you roam?